Last segment, George told us about his road trip to Austin. He doesn't feel like he's cool enough to live there. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is somebody who wanted to chime in on the conversation, and he definitely doesn't think you're cool enough to live there. It's Dylan, the argumentative teen, who joins us on his way to high school this morning. Hi, Dylan.
What's up, man?
Well, you called us. Yeah. You tell us.
I'm just getting ready for school, about to climb in my 3 Series. You know, head to the school. By the way, how is it that I drive a better car than both of you combined?
Well, just the way it goes.
What kind of fart box you rolling in, Jub?
Well, it's not called that. It's a It's a pickup. It's a pickup truck.
Pickup truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I go to one of the most elite high schools in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go, Jub? Ass hat high?
R.L. Turner.
That's Academy for the Stupid, yeah.
R.L. Turner, Atlanta.
I find it interesting that you're still in high school.
Yeah, is this like your 8th year?
No, dude, it's my final year. And don't you talk to me about high school. Didn't you guys go to North Texas?
Yep. Yes.
Like the lamest college ever?
That wasn't lame.
Yeah, I figured. I'm probably going to go to all the top 10 schools in the nation.
Dylan, why are you so argumentative?
I'll probably be clocking like 200, 300K out of school. You guys be working for me one day.
Maybe.
I guess so.
My Uncle Chris works up there. Y'all like work for him or something, right? He's like y'all's boss.
Yeah, we know him.
We know him. I don't know if he works up here or not.
Hey, Jub, I heard you dragged your derpy ass down to Austin.
Yeah, I went down there.
Yeah, I bet people down there really thought you were real special, huh?
I doubt it, no.
Yeah, they're probably trying to fit you with a helmet, teach you numbers using puppets.
Hey, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out of school, man. I'm going to head to college, going to get out of this town. You guys are polluting the airwaves. A bunch of dumbasses.
You got a lot of attitude for a guy who's in high school.
Yeah, you got the attitude, dog. Yeah, you guys better start respecting young people.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, you better start respecting young people or we're going to stick your ass in nursing homes so fast your colostomy bags be spinning.
Gosh, man.
You're so threatened by us, aren't you, Jub?
No.
So threatened. Oh, hats and tats, gender neutral oil. I'm so scared. I can't wash my body in front of people. Boo.
I'm not scared. I just told you.
Don't talk over me. Don't talk over me. You just tried to talk over me.
Well, it's our show. We can do what we want.
You violate my freedom of speech.
We're about to cut you off.
Look, I celebrate diversity of freedom, man. Why is it so threatening to you?
How do you represent? What do you represent?
Why can't you handle young people having a vote?
Well, as long as you're 18,
yeah,
I think that's fine.
You're just afraid minority is going to take your job, aren't you? Ooh, you precious old man money. Give me a break. This isn't Nazi Germany, Jub. This is America.
That's right.
I can't wait for all you olds to die off. Who the hell is John McCain anyway? What are you?
Is this what they're teaching you in high school?
I tell you what they teach me in high school. How to send out proper emojis. That's more important than anything that you ever done.
That's what you're learning.
We're the future, man.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
That's boy. Oh, boy.
Okay.
That's not a good argument technique.
Look at me. I'm in Austin.
All right, we're gonna let you go, Dylan.
So you gotta let me go.
Yeah,
huh?
We're gonna wish you a good day.
Jealous of my abs? Look at my 6-pack, man. Look at this, dude. So much better than you.
All right,
I'm gonna have your job by next week. How does that sound?
Have a good time at lunch today.
Have a good time at lunch. I'm Job. I'm in after lunch. I'm farting.
Hey, all right, cut him off.
God, he's annoying.
Yeah, we've got the button. Let's push that thing.